I, state your name, swear that I possess all the qualifications prescribed in the Seattle City Charter for council members. Three people are going to swear that oath today for the first time. Lisa Herbold, Rob Johnson, and Deborah Juarez begin their new jobs at City Hall. We talked to all three of them on KUOW about their goals on the City Council under Seattle's new district system. Lisa Herbold represents District 1 in West Seattle. She was a staffer for City Council member Nick Licata. One of her top priorities is enforcing the city's paid sick leave policy, a policy that she helped craft.
A lot of people don't know it's the law in Seattle. And it's a really big deal because when we passed the law, there were 190,000 workers in the city who had no paid leave for being sick. And so there's still a very large percentage of those 190,000 workers who are unaware that they have those rights, even though it is also the law that your employers are supposed to post the summary of this law at your workplace.
Rob Johnson is the new city council member for District 4, the U District, Wallingford, and Ravenna. Before he won the seat, he ran a public transit think tank. Now, as a city council member, he wants to answer this question. How do we get people around the city easily without a car?
You know, I think a lot of it is about right away. As you look at the city's downtown, you've got a whole lot of people coming in and out of downtown on buses and a limited right-of-way for those buses. We're starting to make some headway in terms of getting buses their own lanes. I think another point of contention is probably going to be some of the bike infrastructure issues. I heard a little bit about that on the campaign trail. For me, I think a bike lane is a bike lane only if an 8-year-old can ride safely in it. So I'd like to see us really make sure that we're building out more protected bike lanes.
That's Rob Johnson, new to District 4 in Seattle. Deborah Juarez represents District 5 in North Seattle. She's a citizen of the Blackfeet Tribal Nation and the first female Native American on the Seattle City Council. Juarez is most excited about getting this new city council district system right.
I want District 5 to be, if you will, the poster child, the kind of boots on the ground. This is what district representation looks like. Now that we have a mandate that we are district representatives, you know, we can carry water on both shoulders. We can say, yes, we serve the city of Seattle, but we honor the needs of our community and our district.
Okay, so on the 4th of January, hello to those new Seattle City Council members, Lisa Herbold, Rob Johnson, and Deborah Juarez. And goodbye to some other council members, including Gene Godden, who leaves City Hall after a decade. Did you know Gene Godden's dad was a map maker, which means she lived in a lot of other places before she settled here?
Turns out that I lived 116 places before I reached Seattle, age 17.
Why did you finally stay somewhere? Here.
Well, after having had sand in my shoes for the first 17, 18 years, I thought, gee, it'd be awfully nice to have roots, and this would be a wonderful place to have roots. And I've been passionate about Seattle ever since.
Why? What was so wonderful about it?
Well, I think it's partly the people. But on the other hand, there's almost something that I don't love about this place. I mean, how can you not love a place where you can look at the mountains and the water, and you can go from skiing to swimming, you know, within minutes? I mean, it's really wonderful. How can you not?
Now, Gene Godden had another reason for staying in Seattle, that is that she got a job as a reporter here. She wrote for both newspapers in town, Seattle PI and the Seattle Times. And then after years of writing about city policy, she decided to run for city council. Godden says the skills she built up as a reporter helped her make law.
I think it's very important to do your research, to get your facts straight, and find out as much as you can about a subject. And if you are a journalist, you write about it. And if you are a council member, you can actually do something about it instead of telling others what to do.
Godden was a city council member for 12 years, three terms. She told me that her least favorite part was having to run for re-election.
Telling people, I am the best, I can do this job better than anyone else, that hurt somehow. It was just seemed wrong.
Now, Godden says losing the latest election for the District 4 position did not hurt that much. Although she does regret not being on the council long enough to finish some projects, particularly one big, noisy, highly visible one.
One of my biggest regrets that I did not see the viaduct torn down. A little bit of it was torn down. One of the on-ramps was destroyed, and I went down in the middle of the night and watched them destroy it. It was really great to see that. I would like to see the whole thing come down, and I always wanted it to come down. It fences the city off from the beautiful deepwater port, Elliott Bay.
She didn't see the viaduct come down while she was in office, but Jean Godden has seen a lot of change in Seattle during her time in the council. And yet not too much change.
It's still the same wonderful place that it is, sandwiched between the mountains and the sound, as lively and wonderful as it ever was, and even more so.
And now that Jean Godden has left the Seattle City Council, she says she plans to write and keep working to close the gender equity gap in Seattle.